Chambro Atiko, the envy. What's going to be if you have old wine that falls onto grapes? In a case where the grapes are split, so the tam of the yain goes inside the grapes. The question is, does it become osur or not? So divrei haka b'noisen tam. Everybody holds it's totally in noisen tam. So soon see, the Gemara here is going to hold now that by yayin nesef there's a chumra that min b'mina is not bottle. Means if a little bit of yayin nesef falls into a ton, a loafful of regular wine, all the wine becomes osur. That's called min b'mina. Wine into wine is not bottle. We'll end up with a special chumra by yayin nesef that even b'mashu is osur. But that's only min b'mina. Wine into wine. What about if wine falls into potatoes? Or in our Mishnah, wine falls into other things. Then the Mishnah says the noisen tam. Because it's called min v'shein aminon. The yain is falling into something else. Then it's only us that calls the man you could taste it in this food. The wine falls into wheat. If you could taste the wine in the wheat, then it's still us. But once there was more than 60 that you do not taste the wine there, then it becomes musa. Now the question is, here the sugi is, what's the min b'minoi? What's called the same thing? And what's called min b'sheni minoi? It's not the same thing. So saying, cham ratik, if you have old wine into grapes, it's not called the same thing. It tastes different, it looks different, and therefore it's called min b'sheni minoi, and therefore divrei haka, everybody agrees, for the same time, that if this yayin nesach falls onto grapes, if only a small amount of yayin falls onto a big load of grapes, the grapes come with the, because the tam of wine is bottled in the grapes. It's not called mindaminoi. What about chamra charto? Let's say you have new wine, fresh wine just made, the inve, that falls into grapes. So what do you say about this? So to machlekes, Abaye Roma b'mashu. Abaye says, yes, it's considered mindaminoi, that it's fresh wine, since it tastes at least like the grapes, it's called mindaminoi, and therefore it's also b'mashu. Even though just a little bit wine falls on the whole load full of grapes, all the grapes become also. It's also b'mashu. But Rava says no. Rava b'noi seitam. No, it's called min b'sheni minoi. This is called wine. This is called grapes. Two different things. Therefore, it has a cloud of noi seitam. If you do not taste the wine in the grapes become mutter. What's the machlokes over here? Abaye Rama b'mashu. Abaye says it's also b'mashu over here. Why? Bosa time avinun. He says, listen, what makes something mindaminoi? The taste of it. As long as the two things taste alike, that's called the same thing. If so, easy v'idi chad taimu. Since it's a fresh wine, just made, but has the same taste as the grapes itself. Therefore, even though it has a different shmur, different name, but the main thing Abaye says is the taste. So fresh wine and grapes taste alike, therefore sitted mindaminoi, that by yayin nesek it's also even b'mashu. Here, must be the heavy lay mindaminoi, or mindamino b'mashu. Mindaminoi is also b'mashu, and like you said, at least by yayin nesek. Now, Rava says no, but no same time, Rava says if fresh wine falls on grapes, it's mutter when it's bottle bread, you don't taste it. If there's 60 times the amount of grapes, it's mutter. Why? Because Rava holds that halacha, bosa shmoaz binim. We go after the name of it. So what do we call these two things? Fai shmolachud. One is called wine. Fai shmolachud. The other one is called grapes. Now grapes and wine are two different things. Therefore you go bosa the name of it, and the name is different. Therefore it's considered min bishene minoi. Therefore, the cloud is bottled by shishim. This is Rav Svara, and therefore the Gemara says, "V'hevel min b'sheni minoi, or min b'sheni minoi b'naisin tam." Even by yayin nesach, min b'sheni minoi is bottled. Once you do not taste it anymore, it becomes mutter. The Gemara says, "Tanan, let's say we work in our Mishnah. Tanan, yayin nesach shenof l'gabi anovim is some wine, a case of wine, a barrel of wine, fell on top of grapes." So the Mishnah says that the wine is also. The Mishnah says if it's mubukas, if the grapes are split, then it says b'noi sein tam. I mean, the Mishnah says it's also b'loshen of b'noi sein tam. If the wine gives a taste into the grapes, means there's less than shishim, then it's also. Mashma, once there is shishim though, it's mutter. So Kasaka Bas Gemara thought to say that Cham Rechadato, the Mishnah is talking about even the case of fresh wine, the invite that fell onto split grapes. And the Mishnah says it's also B'nai Sentam. So my love, B'nai Sentam, doesn't our Mishnah mean when it says that Asur Mishnah Lashon Miyesh B'nai Sentam? Well, the first thing was, it just says Rim Heim of Akoyis Asur. Meaning the ratio by the grape that doesn't say B'nai Sentam. It just says Asur. It says B'nai Sentam in the next case of Tamarim and Tainim. But in the first case, when the wine falls on the grape, the Mishnah true just says Asur. But we thought to say, what does the surah mean? Like the sefer, only if it's noy same tam. Zechur v'yakasha on Abaya. That Abaya says, he go bosa tamom, and it's called nimba minoy. Tomorrow it says, light, it's not the pshat over here. I'll tell you the mashu. Maybe according to Abaya will learn our Mishnah, that means it's even also the mashu. That fresh wine has the same taste as grapes. That's called nimba minoy. There's a chum of yayin nesach, that's also the mashu. So tomorrow, no. But me to turn his sefer, since it says at the end of the Mishnah, Zeha Klal, this is the general rule of our Mishnah, that Kol Sheba Hanosai, B'nai Feitam, any time the taste is giving is for the good. You're having enjoyment from the taste. That's why wine goes into grapes and it makes the taste good. If it's noy feitam l'shvach, then it's also, if it's noy feitam, meaning you can taste it. Also, Mashmid, then the Mishnah says, Kol Shein B'Hanosai, anytime you do not have taste, it's lefagam, it makes the taste bad, but I say tam mutter, even though you taste it, but since the taste is ruining the taste, it's a tam lefagam, that's mutter. So now, it's talking about clearly in a case where it's noy same tam, where you can taste it. So, mechlal de benoy same tam maskinon, mashna, our whole Mishnah is talking about only when you could taste the yayin nesach. So mashna, even in the ratio also, when the fresh wine fell on the grape, it's only also if you could taste the wine in the grape. Mashmi, even this is called min b'shein aminoi, that you need a nice in town. The Mor says, no, the Abaya will learn Shana Mishnah, masnisim b'cham ratika. The Anzi, because Abaya admits that our Mishnah's Mashmi is only talking about nice in town, that the wine only makes the grape also if you could taste the wine. Why is this? Because the Mishnah is talking about old wine. Old wine, that's what we started off. That tastes different already, that's fermented already, that everybody agrees. That the taste of old wine is not like grapes. If even Abaya that says min de minna is totally in the taste of it, here it tastes different. There's a taste of old wine and a taste of grapes. Therefore it's considered min de shena minai and it's been noy same time. Nothing more says, chalo de chamro de chalo de shichro. What's going to be if you have a vinegar came out from wine or vinegar from beer? Or else, the chamira dechita, you have dough, sourdough, that came from wheat, and the chamira de sari, and sourdough of barley. And again, in these two cases, one was this, the one was truma, and one was kulin. One was yai nesach, the vinegar from wine was yai nesach, and the vinegar of beer was regular. It wasn't yai nesach, it's okay. They got mixed together. So again, what do we say here? So Abaye Yomer again, Benoy Saint Tam. Abaye says here the opposite that he said before, you go Bosa, Noy Saint Tam. Why? Because not the Mitzgafadim, but the same Svara. Why? Because Abaye, it's like he said before, Abaye, Bosa, Time, Azinan. Abaye said, you go after the taste. You go Bosa, Time, with the taste of it. And therefore, Baha'i Time of the Chud, Baha'i Time of the Chud. Vinegar of wine has one taste, and vinegar of beer has a different taste. And the same thing, the wheat bread and the barley bread taste different. Even though the name is the same name, they're both called vinegar. They're both called bread, but you go both at how much taste, they're different taste. So here Abaye goes the chumra, and Abaye goes the kula here. And since it's considered min b'shein and inoy, therefore it is bottle for noy same time. The heavy lay min b'shein and inoy, this is considered min b'shein and inoy, and therefore the cloud is, or min b'shein amina b'nai sentam, then there's no more chumra b'mashu, then even trum is bottle, and no adin yai nesed is bottle. If the issa falls into ein aminai, then we always say that's a bigger than ditto, instead of like it's not there at all, you don't see it, you don't taste it, that's bottle b'rei. That's what Abaye says. But Rav Amar says no. Rav Amar b'mashu, in these two cases, it starts to even the smallest amount. The smallest amount of this wine vinegar that falls into their vinegar remains also. Why? Because Rav is like I said before, Vasa Shmas bin, I go after the name. Now what do we call these two things? Vahai Chala Mikri, Vahai Chala Mikri. Both of them are called vinegar. This is wine vinegar, and this is beer vinegar. They're both called vinegar. The same thing, Vahai Chamira Mikri, Vahai Chamira Mikri. This is called dough, and this is called dough. Even though this is wheat dough, and this is barley dough, don't make a difference. They're both called dough, bread, therefore it's called Mindaminoi. And Mindaminoi is also the Masha. Devalei Mindaminoi, the Chol Mindamino the Masha, or Mindamino is also with the Masha. Yes. Rashi speaks out here, the Chol Mindamino the Masha, Rashi says, Lekama Paskin, later we Paskin, the Lav Hilchas Tochi. We do not Paskin like this, that Mindamino is also with the Masha. El Afilo Mindamino Benoi Seitam. Usually, by all other Yisurim, we hold that even Mindamino is also bottled Benoi Seitam. Chutz mitevel v'yayin nefer. There's a chumra in tevel and yayin nefer that's not vossel. That's a special chumra mit rabbanon that even min beminoi is also. But usually we pass in min bemino mit iraisis vossel chad v'trei, and mit rabbanon you have to have shishim. But by yayin nefer there's a chumra mit mashu it's also. Now, so kis you have a machoy kisir rabayiv rova, what makes something min bemino min b'shein minoi? Do you go after the taste of it? But you go after the name of it. Let's see, so what's the story? Some Rabbi Abaya says, Mino Aminolo, how do I know my reasoning that I say go after the tam? It depends how it tastes. As long as it tastes alike, even though it has different names, it's called Mindamino. Mino Aminolo, how do I know to boss the time of Vino? We go after the taste of the foods. The time you learn like this. There's a Mishnah in Orlo, Tavlin, we have spices. They is the gimel shemais, they minechet. Whether it's the same type of pepper, but has three different names to it. Now she says, gimel shemais, same the minechet. We're going pilpul lover, you could have white pepper, pilpul shocha, black pepper, and pilpul orach, long pepper. So it's like three different types of pepper, but it's the same shame. That's called tavlin spices. They is the gimel shemais, two or three different names. But the hain minechet, it's all the same min, it's all the same type of pepper. Or it could even be, the Gemara says, min gimel, or else it could have three different types of spices. It could be onions and pepper and paprika, three different ones. The lacher is asurais or mitzarsim. That's the rosh asur, and the mitzarsim, they fall into other foods. Let's say these spices were made from tevel. You did not take off truma from Isis here. And now you use these spices to spice food. Allah is the yasa. The yasa, all the yasa together. I mean, even though each one by itself does not have the nice same time, doesn't have enough time to give in, but look at all these three spices together, their mitzvah is like one spice, and it makes the food also. The Yama Chizki says, the question is why? Why are these three spices mitzvah together? You can't taste either one of them. You do not taste onions here. You do not taste pepper. You do not taste the paprika here. You do not taste either one. So what do you say? It's like look as if it's one taste and it makes it also. So the Yom HaChizki says, Hoch of the Mayas, you know what we're talking about over here. Hoch over here, the Minei Mesika Kinen. We're talking about that all these three spices are sweet spices. They're not onions. It's like honey, things that are sweet. It has a sweetness to it. So then the story is, Hoyo Uruyin Lamatek Bemetek Adelio. Since you could use all these three things to sweeten the kedera, so that's considered like one min, and therefore they're mitzvah together. That these three different minim, it's honey of Issa, and another fruit of Issa, another fruit of Issa. Even though they're three different shemers, they're three different names, but since they all have a common taste, they all make something sweet. You see, you go after the taste of it, and since the taste alike, that makes the min b'minayim. So it's sort of like one ister of sweetness came in here, so therefore this sweetness makes it also. So it's like this. If you're going to tell me, Bishleima, Bosa, Taimas, because you go Bosa, the Tam, if you go Bosa, the taste of food, Kulei, Chode, Taimu. Then I understand this Mishnah, why it says it's Mitzvah. Why I say these three different names have one ister to it. Why? Because you go after the sweetness of it. You go after the time. But Iyam, if you're going to tell me, Vasa Shema of Yod like Rava, did he go after the name of the food? Vasa Shema Zlinun, Hai Shema Lachud, Vai Shema Lachud. This is called sugar, this is called honey, and this is something else that's sweet. It has three different names. Since it has three different names, why is it mature? This is a biased proof that you see, you go after Shema, you go after the name, you go after Tam, you go after the taste of the food. Even though it's three different foods here, but since they all taste alike, that has the same halacha. That's a bayah. Now for Rava, what does he do with this Mishnah? For Rava, Rava will tell you, Pshan, this Mishnah is not the way Abayah said, and not the way Chizkiyah said, they were talking about that all these three minim taste alike. No, Rava says, Harmani Rabbi Meir, this Mishnah all that goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Meir, the name of Rabbi Meir, that Minayin L'chol Yisurin Shebatara, Shemet Tarfin, Zem Zeh, Rabbi Meir has a new cloud. How do I know that all Yisurim are Mitzara together? You can have the Kezayas, a half the Kezayas of Arlo, a half the Kezayas of Tevel. How do I know that the two Yisurim, even though they taste different, and they look different, different names, a different taste, but how do I know since they're all Isser, that's the common denominator here, that's all the Chetz of Isser, that the Yom Mitzara, and now we look as if you put these three chatzik zaysim together, and now you have a gezayis of this here. How do I know this? Then Deshnem, the prophet says, Loi toichal kol tueva. Do not eat anything. Tueva means something that's also, something that's disgusting. Do not eat it. So the Torah says here, we darshin, kol sheptiyasi l'chor. Anything that's also if you eat is harayu v'bal toichos, v'chal this lam. But this love is mitzvah together. So according to the Meir Shita, you don't have to have Tam together, you don't have to have Shimon, the name of it together, as long as it's also, as long as it's a love HaTorah, not eat this, don't eat Tevel, don't eat Orla, don't eat Tevela, as long as there's a love, that's called Kol Shetiyatulcha Harayu V'Bateicha. So therefore, the Tueva Shabbai is mitzvah, it makes it together. Yeah. So that's the way this Mishnah in Orla goes. The question of Rabbi Meir says, so by Rabbi says, there's no proof here now with Shiloh. We want to know what's called Min B'Minoi. If you go both to Tam, or if you go both to Shemam, there's no right in that Mishnah. That Mishnah Rashi says is not going like Rabbi Chizda says, where you have the taste of it together. No, the taste is also different. It goes according to New Rabbi Meir Shita, that all these Surim are mature. Yeah. Right. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be Chala l'goy chamra. Let's say somebody's pouring off vinegar into wine. So mistama, the wine is yayin nesach, and the chala runs, and the rest is the opposite. Chala shenof l'goy chamra. Which is chala diyisa. Let's say you have goyisha vinegar that was made from yayin nesach. So you have vinegar now of yayin nesach, and a Jew is pouring it into his own wine. L'goy chamra deheta. So what do we say now? Rashi Divrei Haka B'Noi Sitam. The Gemara says, Chalo L'Goy Chamra. If you're pouring off vinegar into wine, Divrei Haka B'Noi Sitam. Everybody agrees that it has two different names here. It has two different tastes. Vinegar tastes different than wine. Therefore, everybody agrees you go bust the B'Noi Sitam. Therefore, if you only pour a small amount of vinegar into this wine, that you do not taste the vinegar there, the wine still remains with it. Here everybody agrees it's called Min B'Shein Minoi, that's B'Noi Sintam. But the opposite way, what's going to be if you're pouring Chamra L'Goy Chala? Let's say you're pouring a kosher wine into vinegar. What's the halacha now? So the churit still, churit should be the same halacha. It's still Min B'Shein Minoi. But here there's a difference. Again, you're pouring the wine into the vinegar. So Abaye says like this, B'mashu, Abaye says, here it becomes us the B'mashu. Rashi learns, Avachamra L'Goy Chala, Mishor Shegil Yavir, once this wine comes into the kli, the avar, the ear of the kli, of the barrel of vinegar, Nehepach Hayayim Berecha L'Recha Chaymet. Right away, the smell of the wine starts to taste sour, starts to taste like vinegar. For Kozim Shinasariv, Heve Shavim Berecha. And before they mix together, they smell alike. Here's the opposite way. Let's say you have chamra l'goy chala. Let's say you have chamra, you have wine of yayin nesach. that's falling into challah, regular vinegar. So now, the wine is the yisah, and the vinegar is the heter. So, bayiram of a mashu, here it's us to the mashu. As soon as a little bit of wine falls into the barrel, it makes the whole barrel also. So, Kuri, that's explained, but Kuri, it should be kash, the Kuri, it's mindishen aminu here. Rav amanav benayshin tam, still you go bos benayshin tam. What's the reason? Habayi, Rav of a mashu, Habayi says you go after a mashu again. This wine, this yayin nestach now, is falling into vinegar. The vinegar is kosher. Still we say it's also the mashu, even though only a drop of this wine falls in, it's also. Why? Because Abaye says, reicha chala. In other words, the smell of this wine, as soon as it enters the barrel,